Another possible garbage solution sounds like something out of science fiction. A man in Connecticut has built a machine called a plasma converter. It can turn even the vilest garbage into clean energy. And joining me now for our next underreported segment is science journalist Michael Behar. He has written an article for the current issue of Popular Science magazine called The Prophet of Garbage, and that's the prophet, like the biblical prophets, spelled with a PH, not with an F, although I assume, Michael, that you're making some kind of a pun there.
I actually didn't come up with the headline, but now that you point that out, I think that's a good one.
Can you give us the basics on how the plasma converter works?
Yeah, the plasma converter works. It basically uses a pretty old-fashioned process that's been around for about 80 years, and what it does is the garbage goes into, for lack of a better word, a reactor, which is heated to very high temperatures with very low oxygen, and it creates something that's known as a plasma gas. And that gas is hot enough that it breaks down the garbage basically into its constituent components, down to the smallest molecules.
And then what happens to those molecules?
And then they can go through basically a filtration process where they're separated into something called a syngas, which is basically a mixture of various different kinds of combustible gases that you can use as a fuel. And then there's a byproduct, which is sort of an obsidian-like slag. It almost looks like glass, and it's a benign waste product that comes out at the end that can just be used for a bunch of different industrial applications.
Now, would this be more economical than what we were just discussing, which is turning garbage, especially food scraps and animal droppings, pet droppings, into methane gas?
I didn't actually hear that whole segment, but all of these things, especially, really have to be weighed within the environment in which you place them. And I guess what I mean by that is you have to look at what the costs of just getting rid of the garbage the traditional way are, both the cost, to your pocketbook and also the cost to the environment, and balance it out. Sometimes it doesn't actually pay to use this kind of process, but a lot of times it does.
Well, you're also saying that for this we don't have to separate things. We can put everything in there but maybe nuclear waste or something, and it'll work.
Yeah, I'm guessing in the last segment you were looking at something I think what people refer to as sort of an organic digester, where it uses enzymes and various things to break down the organic food and you get methane out.
Yes.
Okay. So that actually probably, if once you've separated the food out, it actually is very not energy intensive because it's happening in a natural process. The plasma converter obviously requires energy to get going. It needs electricity to run. And so it's a little more energy intensive on the back end, but on the front end, it requires none because you don't have to separate out any of the garbage at all. You can throw anything in there, literally shotgun shells and, any kind of, dirty diapers, anything, doesn't matter.
Are there any plasma converters in use right now?
They have them sort of all over the world. There's the biggest one that I know of right now is in Japan, and the reason it's there is sort of a good example of why these things work in certain places and not others. Really, where land is at a premium, it's probably pretty hard to run landfills in Japan because there's so little land. So they've got to figure out another place to put their garbage. And that's why in my article I talk about a group from New York City who wants to put one of these on Long Island, because on the East Coast, land is a much higher premium. It's much more expensive to just put trash in a landfill.
What about toxic materials? Don't they have to go somewhere else?
This will basically destroy toxic materials. In fact, Joseph Longo, the CEO of this company, has actually sold one of these to the Army, and they have used it to get rid of nerve gas. And he's talking with the Vietnamese government about putting one in Vietnam to get rid of some of the Agent Orange left behind from the Vietnam War.
Was I right before when I suggested that maybe the most troublesome waste of all, nuclear waste, would not really work in this?
Yeah, nuclear waste doesn't break down, and there's some physics that I'm not going to get into of why, but basically it still leaves you with the biggest problem of nuclear waste is the radioactive component. and that doesn't break down. And so that's probably the one thing that you cannot put in this. You're going to have to find a different place for that.
How big is a plasma converter machine?
Well, they're totally scalable. So the one that I saw in his lab, it's not just a lab, it's actually a giant warehouse, is, you know, probably as big as a Winnebago. And it can do about 5 tons of garbage a day. But you can build it up to something that could do 20 tons of garbage a day. The process that works, that fuels the thing, doesn't really change no matter how big you make it. It just grows in size, and it requires more energy to actually kick it into gear. But
well,
it's the same science.
But what does that mean? 10 tons of garbage, that would be a small town? How much garbage does... how much garbage New York produces in a day.
We know that the average American produces 5 pounds a day. So
the people in my block are producing 10 tons.
So, well, a day, no. Because 10 tons, a ton is what, 2,000 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't think, it's 5 tons a day would be, a small town, small community maybe.
Mm-hmm. And a city like New York would need a lot of these big converters.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be the solution for all the garbage, but it could make a big dent in a lot of it. I mean, the city of New York could put in 6 or 7, and what you have to consider is that these could be put in the city itself. Right now, the city's trucking its garbage, sometimes hundreds and hundreds of miles away to be processed, and all that trucking costs a lot of money, uses a lot of fuel, and is really expensive to do. So you sort of knock out that whole segment of taking the garbage from one place to another. This thing could operate right down in the center of Manhattan. You could put 20 of them in the building, and people wouldn't even know they were there.
Or you could put them in a lot of different neighborhoods.
Exactly.
And just have local garbage pickup, put them into the plasma converter. How likely is that? How likely is it that we're going to actually see our garbage handled this way?
Well, in New York, the city council, from what I know, has actually been talking with some of these companies, particularly with StarTech, but there's a few others that are also doing this, and sort of looking at it as an option. They haven't signed any deals yet, but eventually something has to be done, because the landfills on the eastern seaboard are slowly getting closed down for both environmental reasons and just because they're too expensive to run. So a lot of the garbage out there is being trucked to Ohio and even farther away. And eventually that's just not going to be cost effective.
When you told people that you were working on an article about a plasma converter, what did they think, that you were doing a science fiction piece?
Well, that's a good question. What's interesting is that, I'd never really heard of what a plasma converter was before I did this process and this article. And actually, the term plasma converter is somewhat invented by StarTech. The sort of scientific term for what the process is called plasma gasification. And, it took me a day or so of just researching what exactly that was. And it was, trying to figure out, what does this mean, plasma gasification? It was sort of a weird terminology I hadn't heard before. And it turned out that it's actually a technology used a lot in the metal fabrication industry. They use the part of the process that creates the heat is the plasma arc, and they use this for metal cutting. And it hadn't really been applied to burning up garbage until very recently.
Well, we also hear about plasma on TV screens, but that's a different plasma altogether?
Well, not exactly. I mean, it's all related. What it is, you're creating an energy field within a gas. So that's sort of the simplest way I can put it, and that bridges the definition between what's in your TV and what's inside this.
Michael, thank you so much for being with us. I've been speaking with science writer Michael Behar, whose article in the current issue of Popular Science magazine is called The Prophet of Garbage, and it's about plasma converters. Thank you so much.
Thank you.